Hi, I'm Daniel Fuller from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So different times of the year, think of it like a 360-degree view of God as we go around the yearly cycle. Different times of the year just give us different reminders of all that God has done for us, reminders that help us to stay on track as we go throughout the year. So this time of year, we just passed the Feast of Pentecost. And I want you to think of the Feast of Pentecost as like the transition point of the year. And one of the concepts I think about is to really build an abundant life, to walk in all that God has for us. We have to play both offense and defense. We have to play both offense and defense. In the spring of the year, that's when kings go to war. I believe that was God going on the offensive. We see the Feast of Passover and unleavened bread, the resurrection, Jesus raising up from the dead. And we see the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes down. It creates this transition into the other side of the year. And now we have this amazing ability that we can be in Christ. Think about in the springtime, you plant your seed, you go on the offensive, you plant your seed, you begin to water and nourish those seeds. But then you got to defend, you got to protect those plants from the weeds, from the heat, from the pests. You got to defend those plants. So we talk a lot about getting positioned in the light. And we got to defend our positioning. There's going to be things that try to come at us sometimes, try to get us to focus on the wrong things, to try to get us to magnify the wrong things, to try to knock us out of our normal rhythms, our good rhythms. There's an unforced rhythm of grace, the Message version of the Bible tells us. I think it's Matthew 11:30. To try to knock us out of rhythm, to try to knock us out of position, try to get us to magnify those wrong things, to focus on the wrong things. And that's where we got to defend our positioning in Christ. And lately, just one of the thoughts I've been thinking about, we talked about it on our daily communion message this morning, is fellowship. Defend fellowship with God, fellowship with people. When we're in the light, we've got fellowship with God, fellowship with people. And one of the things I've just been thinking about in the sports world, there's a saying that the best defense is a good offense. The best defense is a good offense. One of the greatest ways for us to stay positioned, to defend our positioning, is to stay focused on praising God, to stay positioned in praise, to stand firm, position in praise as we go through this time of the year. It's a reminder for us to be walking in this consistently, to defend our positioning in the light, stay in good rhythm with God, stay full of praise. So we've talked about over the last several weeks, probably a month or so, of installing filters at the top of our journal and using these weekly, yearly cycle updates as an additional filter that you can add. So at the top of my journal every night this week, over the next 7 days, I'm going to be writing this phrase at the top of my journal every night: defend your positioning. Defend your positioning. Defend your positioning in the light. You can have it as a reminder to stay consistently in praise. Defend your positioning. So we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for this reminder that you've given us about our positioning in Christ and helping us to stand firm and stay in position. And we're asking for your help to help us play amazing defense and amazing offense at the same time, to defend our positioning in Christ, to stay in good rhythm with you. We're asking for your help with that today, to help us stay full of praise consistently. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's take a moment to remember. God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own, separated from him forever. But he chose to send his one and only son out of his great love for us. Jesus is willing to come and humble himself even unto death on a cross. Not for himself, but for us. To be rejected and betrayed, spit on and mocked, hit, whipped, nailed to a cross, stripes on his body. And worst of all, I believe he's separated from God. The cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. He became sin for us. He bore our sins and iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was crushed by God. He was destroyed by God. All of God's frustration and anger with mankind poured onto him. But then he's raised back to life. He's victorious over death. And that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us. But we've got to defend that. He's going to be helping us from this point on, walking in this for the rest of our lives, helping us to defend this positioning that we have in Christ. His one sacrifice makes us holy and righteous and perfect in God's sight. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's a forgiveness of sins that releases us from darkness, transfers us into the light. His blood cleanses us. Cleanses us, makes us clean. Gives us this new covenant with God, this blood-sworn oath. That God is with us, he's for us, he's fighting for us, helping us to defend our position. We thank you for this cup, Lord, and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's work on those filters this week. Just keep rewriting this phrase, defend your positioning, defend your positioning. Best offense, best defense is a great offense. Let's stay full of praise. Let's go on the offensive with praise. Consistently praising God, saying in gratitude and praise consistently. One of the best ways to defend our positioning. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.